Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. You are listening to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host, B. Says. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in on this Sunday morning, January 17th, 2016. It is 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I love America. Let me say that first off, because I mean that with every fiber of my being. And so I'm titling today's show, How Does the America You Desire Look? Because I know what the one that I desire looks like. But how does the America that you desire look? And I want you to describe the America that you desire. Describe it. For me, I seek racial equality, judicial, societal equality, economic equality, all of which are not happening in America today, and all of which can happen. But first, America has to rid itself of white privilege and white lies. And they did not start yesterday. They did not start in 2008 when President Obama was elected. They did not start in this century. They started, lies really, really started when slavery was abolished. Because before then, white privilege wasn't nothing to talk about because it was what it was. It was white privilege. You didn't have to talk about it. You had it. And the thing about it, not every white person had it. Only the whites that counted had it. Just like today, only the whites that count America has true white privilege. Now, you guys get it because of the color of your skin. Okay, but not nearly in the magnitude of those who rule, who created it, white privilege, who orchestrated white privilege. They did a darn good job. So that's why I'm asking you this day, 2016, January 17th, how does the America that you desire look? Because you look around you, and if America looks just like you want it to look, oh well, keep on doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. But I want to talk to you today, because I don't like what this America looks like. When I look around me, this is not the America that I desire. So let me give you a little history. Blacks began to attempt to assimilate, and wealthy white men stepped up the creation of lies to maintain control of blacks. Black code laws were formed, and policing was stepped up to include oppression of blacks. And so, wealthy white men created a law while acts was in process to criminalize activity of recently freed blacks. The plan was to lock up the black people who were recently freed. The plan was to punish blacks with continued slavery. Although slavery was abolished, now police were taught if was walking on the side and should have and you want that healthy black person to be locked up and to work, you tell him he should have been walking in the middle of the street. Or if he was walking in the middle of the street and you want to lock him up, you tell him he should have been walking on the side of the street. You do whatever you chose to do in policing in America to lock up recently freed blacks so that they can be put back onto the plantations from which they come, so that their labor could be used by the wealthy white man who once owned them and had gotten paid by the government to release them. So you see, the oppression started with lies, white lies, government white lies, expected of police who were appointed by government to corral those blacks who had been recently freed. That's why I say to America, not just black America, to all America, how does the America you desire look? Because the black code laws of 1865 is being used on the majority of Americans today. Black code laws are being used to create dependency by the masses of the top, say, 10%. Black code laws is what prevents people from moving forward in this country, and lies are told, white lies are told, so that whites, wealthy whites, can continue to rule the nation. So, from the time slavery was abolished and policing took a different turn in America, police have been whooping the fat out of the head of blacks just because. Not because that black didn't say yes, sir. Not because that black broke and ran, but because that black was black. You didn't have to be nothing but black to be beat by police officers after slavery was abolished. Now, before slavery was abolished, police officers existed, but they could not touch the property of the masses. Catch him on the street, take him to his master, but don't touch him. After slavery was abolished, the government said, beat him. And so today, we live under the same rules. It's called white privilege. It's called white lies. And white privilege and white lies of today, the reason this country have come to a screeching halt, because the people are tired. The masses are tired. The two parties have changed over and over during the time when white privilege became the law of the land. There's been a lot of changes in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. But I'm asking all of you guys, do your homework, especially white people, because I've learned through social networking and working around white people that most white people do not know American history, let alone black history. They don't know. They never had a desire to know, because the white lies kept them away from it, because they thought they knew everything they needed to know about blacks, and it was handed down from one generation to the next, and lies were handed down. So do your homework. If you're new to politics this morning, or if you have always been a voter, but only a voter, time that you get your hands dirty with politics, because politics is dirty. It's dirty. And politics rules this nation. And politics didn't just get dirty. America's greatness is built on politics. And let me say this to you, those who think both parties are the same. America's greatness is built on what Democrats have done, not what Republicans did. Eisenhower, Dwight D. Eisenhower, credit due, the nation needed jobs, the nation needed safety in the streets, and Eisenhower followed a plan for the superhighway. Not only did it create safety in the streets, it created jobs for Americans. And as far as I know, that's about the last job-created thing that the Republican Party did. Step further, please know that Dwight D. Eisenhower could not even be a Republican today if the same values that's used today and the values he had were used at the same time. So the America we live in today, you have to give thanks to the Democrats, because the America we live in today is the America that the GOP continued with all their might to block, but they weren't able to block the deeds of the Democrats that gave us the America that we have today. That's why I say to you, how does the America you desire look? Because what the Democrats did, they decided what the America they desire looked like, and they went to work to create it. And I have to believe that the America that Republicans desired, they got it under Bush and Cheney for sure, and they lived it, the early stages of it, before civil rights was passed. But let me tell you, America, a change, a new wind has spread across America, and the stench of slavery is being blown out with that new wind. And you're going to either become a part of the new wind, or if you fight it and you got the power and the money to fight it, you're going to be fighting America then. Because America's eyes has been open. The GOP is there to block everything that the masses desire. And they do it well. War is nothing more than an opportunity for the wealthy to make money. They make money off war. And to fight the wars, they got to have people. And to have people to fight the wars, you got to have desperate people to go to war. And desperate people are unemployed people. And so that's where we are in this nation. And that's where we've been in this nation, and it's because of the efforts of the GOP. And let me be perfectly clear about who the GOP is, lest I make you think, I think, it's just a small handful of people. The GOP, the Grand Ole Party, is mixed with the KKK. It's mixed with Democrats who pretend to be Democrats. It's mixed with CEOs who want to own the world. It's mixed with clergy who sitting in their fine churches stealing from their congregation. It's mixed with educators who are telling lies to the children, lies to the adults, lies in the classrooms when people go to train. Oh, yeah, we'll train you for this. Oh, yeah, get your college degree. And when they get out, the lie is, we don't have any jobs. And those lies are not just being told by Republicans. It's being told by the GOP. And the GOP is a mixture of all the corruptness that we have in this country. If you're corrupt, you join the GOP. Now, do you think I'm saying that anybody that's Democrat is not corrupt? No, listen to me. Corrupt Democrats are part of the GOP. You can go through documents that's been signed, petitions that's been signed. You can find your corrupt Democrats. You can find your corrupt independents who pretend to be Democrats. You can find your corrupt Green Party and Libertarian and Brown Party and everything else. But one thing about most of the other parties, except for the independents, those other parties do stand on their own 2 feet. They're not trying to brainwash people and fool them like they're a Democrat or they're a Republican. They're not doing that. They're telling you they're libertarians. They're telling you that they're a brown party. They're telling you they're a green party. Independents, they remind me of what scripture say about if you're lukewarm. I find independents to be lukewarm in this nation. And as scripture says, if you're lukewarm, you need to be spit out. You need to either be hot or you need to be cold or you need to be spit out. The GOP actually calls America's successes as blemishes on the nation, when in actuality the facts are things that the Democrats done for this nation is not a blemish. They made this nation stronger. But let the GOP tell you, food stamps shouldn't have never happened in America. Well, it happened under a Democrat president. Let the GOP tell you training programs should not be, because they overlap and they do nothing, and when people come out, they don't even go to work. Those programs started under a Democrat presidency. And the reason these people can't find jobs is because of white lies, not because trained properly, because they knew what they needed to do, whether they wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. They knew exactly what it took, and they had it. But we got CEOs who lying and saying they can't do the job. And why do they do that? They do that so that they can bring in foreigners from other countries and give them jobs that Americans should have. Those are white lies. And the reason they're able to do it is because of white privilege. And white privilege opened doors for white people to tell lies, and everybody looked the other way. But you let a black person tell that same lie unless he has the stamp of approval of white privilege, it ain't going to go nowhere. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are blacks out there telling those white lies, and there are blacks out there reaping from that white privilege, but only when the white, wealthy white want it to be. Because at any time, if that wealthy white man decides no more, you're on your butt. So this nation has profited under the Democrats for the masses, unlike it could have never done under the GOP. And so for those who are new to politics who think the Democrat Party has failed them, well, you just look at from 2008 to now. You have a black president. But one person can do no more than 300 million people allow him to do. And if you didn't put on your boxing gloves and go to war and fight for what you want, don't hold President Obama responsible. Don't hold the Democrat Party responsible. You have not, because you asked not. You have not studied to show yourself approved. You're not praying for your leaders. And you're not following God's word, because God's word says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Scripture says the world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. To the court, scripture says, oppress not the poor. To all the people, scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. Scripture says, if a man does not work, he shall not eat. Scripture says, on the seventh day, leave the vineyards to the poor. How can you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother? And this is where I see the GOP, effort of the poor to move forward in prosperity. And when they get through cutting bills and blocking bills and filibustering bills, they say, God bless America. From my perspective, the way God would bless America would be to cut them out of the picture. Because they are not trying to help their brethren. They are lying about their brethren. And this is why I say to you, Describe the America that you desire. Describe what must be done by the powers that be. Describe what you are doing today to contribute to the America you desire. Describe what must be done by you to contribute to the America you desire. If you're sitting and complaining, and that's all you do, you're getting what you desire. Absolutely an opportunity to sit and complain. My desire is that America turn from her wicked ways. And I believe in my heart that in November 2008, America made the step to turn away from her wicked ways. My desire is to end white privilege and to end white lies. I believe we are on the right path today for the very first time in the history of this country. And I believe when the working class come together and bond by issues, we can give ourselves until the end of this president's that's coming up. President Barack Obama will no longer be president come January 2017. That's enough time for us to change America if we come together. That's enough time for us to do anything we desire, but we must do it together. It's not an I task. It's a we task. The GOP is for one thing, money for self. That's why all the GOP talk about is their your children and your grandchildren. Well, what about the parent today who's not going to make it to for their child to see prosperity? If prosperity does not become a part of the households of today, it shall not be a part of the masses, the next generation. It has to start now. Aggressive Americans did the right thing in 2008. And that wasn't the first time. Democrats created the WIC program. And we have the WIC program to prevent the death of infants from birth to years five. The WIC program was created under the Democrats. So when I hear young Democrats of the millennial generation say the Democrats have done nothing for them, it was under the Democrats that your mother was able to feed you milk from a store. Because in the 60s, a lot of black parents and poor parents, those mothers' milk began to dry up because they weren't able to get the right foods and they weren't able to take care of themselves in the right fashions and they weren't able to feed their babies breast milk. And the Democrats set up the WIC program that gave milk to children age infant birth to five. That's the Democrat program that did that. You guys got to learn your history. Stop repeating these white lies that you hear about the Democrats have done nothing for this country. It was the Democrats who created Social Security because elderly people who were no longer able to work in America were dying on the streets of America for lack of food and shelter. And the Democrats created the Social Security program and housed those people and gave life to those people and took the early death away from that generation. It was the Democrats who created the unemployment benefits to sustain workers when they were in between jobs. It was the Democrats who supported the unions and created minimum wage. Ask the workers, what are your needs? And then the unions took those needs to our government and to CEOs and would not stop until those needs were met. Republicans didn't do these things, guys. Democrats did it. Republicans fought these things, guys. Democrats died for it. White Democrats died for it. Latino Democrats died for it. Black Democrats died for it in the streets of America. So you're doing a disjustice to our people who died for one another, for civil rights, to say Democrats have never done anything for this country. That's a white lie. And you got to stop repeating it. And the only way you're going to stop repeating it is that you learn our history, American history, black history. We're coming up on Black History in February. Everyone, attend some black history programs. If you're black, if you're white, if you're Latino, I don't care what you is, what your religion is, attend some of these programs and learn history, learn American history. We've got to unite America because white lies prevent racial equality in America. That's what's preventing it. You see, America lives in a continuous campaign mode today. That's all they do is campaign. And people we're paying to improve the quality of our lives are campaigning and doing absolutely nothing to help the working class Americans because they're out on the campaign road doing nothing but reading Twitter feed and telling us what we already know. We know what the problems are. What we want to know is how you're going to fix them. And that's what you're not hearing, how these problems are going to be fixed. And let me tell you who's not telling you how they're going to fix them. First of all, we all know the Republicans don't give a poot. They're not talking about doing nothing for working class people. They say they want to eliminate minimum wage totally. That's what Republicans say. They want to up the age on Social Security, so instead of you being able to get Social Security at 62, they want you to wait till you get 70. Look at those 70-year-old people around you that can't hardly pick up their leg today and tell me how they're going to make it out working. And then look at the people that CEOs are firing. They don't wait till you get 75 to fire you. They start firing you when you get 55 in America. And you better not look like 55 when you get 35, but you're going before then. And the people you pay to change these things that protect you from the masses, they are campaigning. People like Bernie Sanders. He reading the Twitter feeds. He telling us what we already know. He don't have solutions. He's saying we got to come together and make this work. But he is supposed to lead, and I haven't heard a solution out of him yet. And the only thing that I heard come up out of his belly that was original, well, I don't know who put him up to it, but in 2012, he wanted to primary President Barack Obama. That's enough for him to never get my vote. He wanted to primary President Barack Obama. Look at the things President Barack Obama has done in this last 3 years, and think about it. It would not have occurred if Bernie Sanders had had his ruggers. So I'm tired of people reading Twitter feeds and Facebook and coming back and reading to me what they saw on there. We know the problems. What we want to know is how you're going to fix it.